Welcome to Golden Gems with Dave Shawn, Bill Hansen. We review each week the career and personal life of one of the great unforgettable artists of the golden days of radio. So please join us on a trip down memory lane as we take a look at today's artist. Then go to our website, www.goldengems.net, where we also look at more of their career and play some of their most unforgettable great hits, which we are unable to share on the podcast. We invite you to join us there also. But for now, sit back and relax as we talk about the life of today's unforgettable artist of the golden days of radio.
Welcome back to GoldenGems.net. Dave and Bill here. This week we are featuring Eddie Rabbit. Edward Thomas Rabbit was born November 27, 1941. He was an American country music singer and songwriter. His career began as a songwriter in the late 1960s, springboarding to a recording career after composing hits such as Kentucky Rain for Elvis Presley in 1970 and Pure Love for Ronnie Millsap in 74. Later in the 1970s, Rabbit helped to develop the crossover influence sound of country music, which was prevalent in the 1980s, with such hits as Suspicions, I Love a Rainy Night, a number one hit single on the Billboard Hot 100, and Every Which Way But Loose, the theme from a film of the same title. His duets, Both to Each Other, Friends and Lovers, with Juice Newton, and You and I, with Crystal Gayle, later appeared on the soap operas Days of Our Lives and All My Children. Rabbit was born to Irish immigrants Thomas Michael and May Rabbit in Brooklyn, New York City, New York, in 1941, and was raised in the nearby community of East Orange, New Jersey. His father was an oil refinery refrigeration worker and a skilled fiddle and accordion player who often entertained in local New York City dance halls. By age 12, Rabbit was a proficient guitar player, having been taught by his scoutmaster, Bob Schrickrath. During his childhood, Rabbit became a self-proclaimed walking encyclopedia of country music. After his parents divorced, he dropped out of East Orange High School at age 16. His mother, May, explained that Eddie was never one for school because his head was too full of music. He later obtained a high school diploma at night school.
Rabbit worked as a mental hospital attendant in the late 1950s, but like his father, he fulfilled his love of music by performing at Six Steps Down Club in his hometown. He later won a talent contest and was given an hour of Saturday night radio show time to broadcast a live performance from a bar in Paterson, New Jersey. In 1964, he signed his first record deal with the 20th Century Records and released the singles Next to the Note and Six Nights and 7 Days. 4 years later, with $1,000 to his name, Rabbit moved to Nashville, where he began his career as a songwriter. During his first night in the town, Rabbit wrote Working My Way Up to the Bottom, which Roy Drusky recorded in 1968. To support himself, Rabbit worked as a truck driver, soda jerk, and fruit picker in Nashville. He was ultimately hired as a staff writer for the Hill and Range Publishing Company for $37.50 per week. As a young songwriter, Rabbit socialized with other aspiring writers at Wally's Clubhouse, a Nashville bar. He said he and the other patrons had no place else to go. Rabbit became successful as a songwriter in 1969 when Elvis Presley recorded his song, Kentucky Rain. The song went gold and cast Rabbit as one of Nashville's leading young songwriters. Presley also recorded Rabbit's song, Patch It Up, which was featured in the concert film Elvis, That's the Way It Is, and a lesser-known Rabbit song called Inherit the Wind on the album Back in Memphis. While eating Cap'n Crunch, he penned Pure Love, which Ronnie Millsap rode to number one in 1974. This song led to a contract offer from Elektra Records.
Rabbit signed with Elektra Records in 1975. His first single under that label, You Get to Me, made the top 40 that year. And two songs in 1975, Forgive and Forget, and I Should Have Married You, nearly made the top 10. These three songs, along with the recording of Pure Love, were included in Rabbit's 1975 self-named debut album. The year 1976 saw the release of his critically acclaimed album, Rocky Mountain Music, which included Rabbit's first number one country hit, Drinkin' My Baby Off My Mind. In 1977, his third album, Rabbit, was released and made the top five of the country album charts. Also in 1977, the Academy of Country Music named Rabbit top new male vocalist of the year. By that time, Rabbit had a good reputation in Nashville and was being compared by critics to singer Kris Kristofferson. That year at Knott's Berry Farm, Rabbit appeared at the Academy of Country Music Awards and sang several of his songs from Rocky Mountain Music. He won the top new male vocalist of the year award.
While still relatively unknown, Rabbit toured with and opened for crossover star Kenny Rogers and also for Dolly Parton on a number of dates during her 1978 tour. Following the 1978 release of Variations, which included two more number one hits, Rabbit released his first compilation album, The Best of Eddie Rabbit. It produced Rabbit's first crossover single, Every Which Way But Loose, which topped country charts and reached the top 30 on both the Billboard Hot 100 and Adult Contemporary, and was featured in the 1978 Clint Eastwood movie of the same name. The song also broke the record for highest chart debut, entering at number 18. Rabbit held this record alone until it was matched by Garth Brooks' 2005 single, Good Ride, Cowboy. The record was broken in 2006 upon the number 17 chart entrance of Keith Urban's Once in a Lifetime. Rabbit's next single, the R&B flavored Suspicious, from his 1979 album, Loveline, was an even greater crossover success, reaching number one on country charts, the top 15 on the Billboard Hot 100, and number five on the Adult Contemporary charts. He was given his own television special on NBC, first airing on July 10, 1980, which included appearances by such performers as Emmylou Harris and Jerry Lee Lewis. By this point, Rabbit had been compared to a young Elvis Presley.
Rabbit's next album, Horizon, reached platinum status and contained the biggest crossover hits of his career, I Love a Rainy Night and Driving My Life Away. Rabbit developed Rainy Night from a song fragment he penned during a 1960s thunderstorm. Driven recalled Rabbit's tenure as a truck driver and was inspired by Bob Dylan's song Subterranean Homesick Blues. His popularity was so great at that point that he was offered his own variety television show, which he respectfully declined, saying it's not worth the gamble. The release of his 1981 Step by Step album continued Rabbit's crossover success, as all three singles reached the top 10 on both country and adult contemporary charts. The title track became Rabbit's third straight single to reach the top five on the country, adult contemporary, and Billboard's Hot 100 charts. The album ultimately reached gold status, Rabbit's last album to do so. Rabbit teamed up with another country pop crossover star, Crystal Gayle, on You and I, which was included on his 1982 album, Radio Romance. The duet reached number one on the Billboard country charts and became a pop smash, peaking at number seven and number two, respectively, on the Billboard Hot 100 and Adult Contemporary charts. It was used as a love theme for a couple on the soap opera All My Children. The song, You Put the Beat in My Heart, from Rabbit's second compilation, Greatest Hits Volume 2, in 1983, was his last crossover hit, reaching number 15 on the Adult Contemporary charts.
During the 1980s, Rabbit moved further from crossover-style music. His 1984 album, The Best Year of My Life, produced a number one country hit and three more top 10 country hits, but none had crossover success. The illness and subsequent death of his son put his career on hold following the 1985 RCA Records release Rabbit Tracks, which included the number one, Both to Each Other, Friends and Lovers, a duet with country pop star Juice Newton. Like You and I, the song was used as the theme for a soap opera, Days of Our Lives. Rabbit returned from his hiatus in 1988 with the release of I Want to Dance with You, which, despite somewhat negative reviews, produced two number one songs, a cover of Dion's The Wanderer and the album's title track. Additionally, We Must Be Doing Something Right entered the top 10, although the album's final single, That's Why I Fell in Love with You, stalled at number 66. Rabbit's Capitol Records album, Jersey Boy, was reviewed positively, as was its single On Second Thought, Rabbit's last number one hit. The album also included American Boy, a patriotic tune popular during the Gulf War and used in Bob Dole's 1996 presidential campaign. Rabbit was among the many country singers who suffered a dramatic decline in chart success beginning in 1991. That year, he released 10 Rounds, which produced the final charting single of his career, Hang Up the Phone. Following that release, he left Capitol Records to tour with his band, Hair Trigger.
In 1997, Rabbit signed with Intersound Records, but was soon diagnosed with lung cancer. After a round of chemotherapy, he released the album, Beatin' the Odds. In 1998, he released his last studio album, Songs from Rabbit Land. Rabbit used innovative techniques to tie country music themes with light rhythm and blues influenced tempos. His songs often used echo, as Rabbit routinely sang his own background vocals. In the process called Eddie Rabbit Chorale, Rabbit compensated for what Billboard magazine described as a somewhat thin and reedy voice by recording songs in three-part harmonies. His music was compared to rockabilly, particularly the album Horizon, which was noted as having an Elvis-like sound. Rabbit remarked that he liked a lot of the old Memphis sounds that came out of Sun Records during the 1950s, and that he wanted to catch the magic of a live band. He credited such wide-ranging artists as Bob Dylan, Steely Dan, Elvis Presley, and Willie Nelson with influencing his works. When putting together an album, Rabbit tried to make sure he put in 10 potential singles. No fillers, no junk. He remembered listening to albums as a child and hearing two hits and a bunch of garbage. Rabbit believed that country music was Irish music and that the minor chords in his music gave it that mystical feel. Although he did not strive to produce pop music, his songs helped influence the direction of country music, leading to urban cowboy era during the 1980s. Critic Harry Sumrall of the San Jose Mercury News said that Rabbit was like hot corn dog. Nothing fancy, nothing frilly. You know what you're getting and you like it. Never a country purist, Rabbit nonetheless makes music that is plain and simple, with all the virtues that make country music good. His songs might be brisk, but they're also warm and familiar, like the breeze that wafts over the fried artichokes.
Fried artichokes.
Whatever those are.
Oh, I've never tried them, and I don't think I would want to. During the early 1990s, Rabbit voiced criticism of hip-hop music, particularly rap, which he said was sending a negative message to youth. He stated that the music was inciting a generation and that it had helped to contribute to the high rates of teenage pregnancy, high school dropouts, and rapes during this period. A little bit about his personal life. When Rabbit arrived in Nashville during the late 1960s, a friend gave him a pet chicken. Rabbit said he had an affinity for animals, and he kept the bird for a while before giving it to a farmer. During his Nashville days in the early 1970s, Rabbit had a pet monkey, Jojo. Before his Rocky Mount music tour, the monkey bit Rabbit, leaving his right arm in bandages. Well, what's that? What's that? We had a pet monkey biting a rabbit. In 1976, Rabbit married Janine Girardi, whom he called a little thing about 5 feet tall with long, black, beautiful hair and a real pretty face. He had previously written the songs Pure Love and Sweet Janine for her. They had 3 children, Demelza, Timmy, and Tommy. Timmy was diagnosed with biliary atresia upon birth. The condition required a live liver transplant for survival, and he underwent one in 1985. But the attempt failed, and he died. Rabbit temporarily put his career on hiatus, saying, "I didn't want to be out of the music business, but where I was more important." Tommy was born in 1986. Rabbit felt his responsibility as an entertainer was to be a good role model, and he was an advocate for many charitable organizations, including the Special Olympics, Easter Seals, and the American Council on Transplantation, of which he served as honorary chairman. He also worked as a spokesman for the Muscular Dystrophy Association and United Cerebral Palsy. Rabbit was a registered Republican and let Bob Dole use his song, American Boy, during Dole's 1996 presidential campaign. Rabbit was also a fan of Star Trek, The Next Generation, and visited the set during the show's 5th season in 1991 and 1992.
A little on the details of his death. Rabbit died on May 7, 1998, in Nashville from lung cancer at the age of 56. He'd been diagnosed with the disease in March 1997 and had received radiation treatment and surgery to remove part of one lung. His body was interred at Calvary Cemetery in Nashville on May 8, 1998. No media outlets reported the death until after the burial at the family's request. The news came as a surprise to many in Nashville, including the performer's agent, who had no idea Eddie was terminal, and had talked with him often, remarking that Rabbit was always upbeat and cheerful in the final months of his life. Although he was widely believed to have been born in 1944, this year can still be found in older publications and texts. At the time of his death, he revealed to have been born in 1941. Eddie was the recipient of numerous awards and recognitions, including the induction into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, as well as receiving several Grammy Awards. Well, Bill and Dave here. Thanks for being with us today as we took a look at the life of Eddie Rabbit. If you haven't done so, go to our webcast, goldengems.net, and hear some of his great music and a little bit more about his career. Thanks for being with us today. We hope you're having as much enjoyment as we are, reliving some of the unforgettable memories of the golden days of radio. To learn more about the career of today's artists and listen to several of their greatest hits, we invite you to go to our website, www.goldengems.net. May we also encourage you to tell your friends about the show. We'd love to have them join us in these little trips down memory lane. And as always, we invite your feedback or comments on goldengemsradio@gmail.com. So until next episode, this is Dave and Bill, heading back into the archives to dust off some more unforgettable memories to share with you on Golden Gems.